This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy and the Liberals are trying hard to hand the Soviets a big arms control victory. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, the Soviets have violated the unratified SALT II agreement again and again, and without a peep of complaint from you. Now the President decided that enough is enough. We can no longer stand by with our own hands tied while the Soviets pile up violation after violation. From now on, we make our decisions on the weapon systems we develop based solely on our needs, not on the basis of a treaty that was never ratified by the Senate in the first place. And what's the Liberals' response? They want to pass a law to force the President to stick to this dangerous treaty that the Soviets have long since thrown in the ash can. No matter that such a law gives the Soviets for free a major strategic victory.
Bob, your anti-arms control tilt is showing again. That talk may play well with the Richard Pearls and the red baiters in the right wing who want an arms race instead of arms control, but it's sad to see President Reagan manipulated by the far right in doing the wrong thing when he's vulnerable because of Iran scam. For 6 years, the president resisted the right wing and did the right thing by adhering to the missile limits of SALT. Whatever our disagreements with the Russians over other aspects of the treaty, Bob, they've obeyed all the important missile limits, and it's irresponsible of the administration to start violating them now. Even worse, it's an open invitation to the Soviet Union to start violating the limits, too. If they do, the nuclear arms race will be off to the races again. Let's hope the new Congress has the courage to stop this deadly game of nuclear chicken, Bob. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on his plans for 1988. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.